Lord, 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 I want you to pick up some of the presents. And sing it loud and clear to the King of Glory. And the Lord of Hosts. The one who has brought you here to bless you. The one who has all powers in his hand. The one of mighty God himself. Glorious and ominous. But there is plenty of blessing for everyone presented here today. Sing this song, Lord, in the name of Christ. I will sing unto the Lord a joyful song. I will praise His name. The Lord is our God.
Swan on Calvary.
Thank you, Lord,
as we can lay upon your power every day of our lives. As many people as are gathered here today, let each and every one become a candidate of uncommon miracles. Uncommon testimonies. In the name of Jesus. The Lord said,
Olua, okay.
I want to deliver 25 persons. Listen, beloved. From the grip of eaters of flesh and
drink.
And the Lord has started now.
Olua,
that's the first person. The power that have been eating your flesh. The power of cancer. The power of blood dryers. That's right. Something is happening to one sister over there.
Oh, don't say that you are not going to love you.
The serpent in the womb.
Thank you.
Oh, God, you are what has been sucking your pregnancy.
Thank you. You are what has been
sucking your pregnancy. Thank you.
Fire is coming upon us. Fire is coming upon us. Fire is coming
upon us. Fire is coming upon
us. Okay. What is
coming upon us? As many people, as you say, loud amen to the following praise I'm going to pray.
Then
we receive miraculous surprises. That the enemy has placed on their moving forward. Any stone that covered powers are placed on their progress. Any stone that is refusing for you to move forward. Any stone that wants you to repeat in failure to
finish.
Professor, for you that person over there.
If you are telling you were
those powers that are threatening to destroy you.
I want
you are this brother professor. Like the word of his armies.
Although
they are surrendered, they are surrendering where you are.
Who's in the center?
dead. That which has been stolen from your hands. That you did not even know that it belonged to you. The enemy did not allow you to manifest before the spirits. That which was stolen in your womb. That which was stolen in your breast. That which was stolen in your brain. That which was stolen inside your bushes. That which was stolen while you were in your mother's womb. You the thief has stolen. The Bible says when somebody is stolen sevenfold, that which has been stolen from you, got it back sevenfold. Father, we thank you.
Father, I pray for
lay your hands upon us.
The girl, you know,
in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Lord, for you. Father,
I've got sit just a few minutes, beloved. God bless us to sit down.
Lord, you go pray that you go.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oshio, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oshio, Jesus.
If today is a day of great breakthroughs for you,
feel me. Come back, Georgia. Jala.
Shout of breakthrough, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, if this month is your birthday, or your wedding anniversary, rise up on your feet for prayer now. The feet for prayer. There are so many of you. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for these people who are celebrating their birthday this month. For their wedding anniversary, I prophesy upon your lives. By this time next year, if Jesus tarries in his coming, you will be a bigger bundle of testimony. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless you and keep you. And make his face to shine upon you. Move you from strength to strength and glory to glory. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. The Lord bless you mightily. He will remove an anointing upon you that will be uncommon. Your life shall baptize the power of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You may have your seat. God bless. God bless. Let's take our Bibles, please. Second Kings chapter 6. Verse 24. Crushing your siege. Crushing your siege. We have a strange battle to fight for a few minutes before we leave this place. The strange battle will last us for about 7 prayer points.
Ogun ajeje ohun yo ka wa ni koko adura bi meje.
A strange battle.
Ogun ajeje.
It is a strange weapon of the enemy.
Lodi si ohun ija ajeje ti ota nlo.
That the enemy has used effectively.
Ohun ija ajeje ti ota ti lo daada.
That's all we need to do today before we go.
Ohun gbogbo ta nilo lati se nibi ka to ma lo niyan.
In 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 24,
ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlé ní ogún.
If you have a Yoruba Bible, just follow us as I read.
Ẹni àwọn olùkà Yorùbá kí wọ́n máa bá wa ká lọ.
2 Kings 6:24.
Ìwé kejì àwọn ọba orí kẹfà ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlé ní ogún.
And it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad king of Syria gathered all his host and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria, and behold, they besieged it until an ass head was sold for 4 square pieces of silver and the 1/4 part of a cab of dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver. They were selling excreta of animals. The king had besieged the city. And as the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, there cried a woman unto him, saying, "Help me, my lord, O king." And he said, "If the Lord do not help thee, when shall I help thee? Out of the barn floor or out of the winepress?" And the king said unto her, "What aileth thee?" And she answered, "This woman said unto me, give thy son that we may eat him today, and we eat my son tomorrow. So we boiled my son and did eat him. And I said unto her on the next day, give thy son that we may eat him. And she had hid her son." The siege was so terrible, people were eating their own children. And it came to pass when the king heard the words of the woman, he rent his clothes and he passed by upon the wall. And the people looked, and behold, he had sackcloth within upon his flesh. Then he said, "God do so to me and more also, if the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, shall stand on him this day." But Elisha sat in his house, and the elders sat with him. And the king sent a man from before him. But before the messenger came to him, he said to the elders, "See ye how this son of a murderer hath sent to take away my head? Look, when the messenger cometh, shut the door and hold him fast at the door. Is not the sound of his master's feet behind him?" And while he yet talked with them, behold, the messenger came unto him and said, "Behold, this evil is of the Lord. Why should I wait for the Lord any longer?" And then, chapter 7, verse 1, then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord, tomorrow, about this time, shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." Thank you, Jesus. A siege is an art or process of surrounding and attacking a place.
Only ishe tabi igbese aye yi ibikan ka.
In such a way as to isolate it from help, isolate it from supply.
Ní ọ̀nà tí ìrànlọ́wọ́ àti ohun jíjẹ tàbí mímu kò fi nílè tó ibẹ̀ mọ́.
A siege is a strategy of resisting the enemy and making capture possible.
Ìdòtí ni ète tàbí ètò títako ọ̀tá ẹni lọ́nà tí yóò fi rọrùn láti lè rí mú.
A siege is a method to lessen the resistance of the enemy.
Ìdòtí ó jẹ́ ọ̀nà tí a fi ń mú kí agbára tí ọ̀tá lè fi tako ẹni kó dínkù.
A prolonged, persistent effort to overcome a resistance.
Ìdòtí ni ìmúrasí nǹkan lemọ́lemọ́ láti lè tako ẹni tí kò bá tako ẹni àbí gbé dojú ìjà kọ ni.
In a siege, free movement is prevented to and fro from a place.
Nígbà tí wọ́n bá dúró ti ìlú kan, kò ní lè ṣeé ṣe láti wọlé tàbí láti jáde níbẹ̀.
A siege is a strategy to surround the place and cut it off from communication.
Ìdòtí ó jẹ́ ìgbésẹ̀ láti lè yí ibìkan ká débi pé a ké kúrò nínú àti lè bá àwọn ènìyàn mìíràn sọ̀rọ̀.
The Roman soldiers used this siege a lot.
Àwọn ọmọ ogun Rome wọ́n máa ń lo ìdòtí dáadáa.
In those days,
látijọ́,
they will just come to a city.
Wọ́n kàn wá sí ìlú kan.
They will surround the city.
Wọ́n yí ìlú ọ̀hún ká.
Nobody comes out.
Ẹnìkan kò ní jáde.
Nobody goes in.
Ẹnìkan kò sì ní wọlé.
Nobody can bring in supply.
Kò sí ẹnikẹ́ni tó lè gbé ohun jíjẹ tàbí
mímu. Nobody can come and greet anybody.
Kò sí ẹni tó lè wá kí ẹnìkan.
People in the town cannot come out.
Àwọn tó wà ní ìlú ọ̀hún ò ní lè jáde.
It was a terrible situation.
Ó jẹ́ ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ tó burú.
In Jeremiah chapter 52.
Nínú ìwé Jeremiah orí 52. I
read from verse 1.
Wọ́n kà láti ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní.
Look at an example of what we are talking about.
Ẹ wo àpẹẹrẹ ohun tí à ń sọ yìí níbẹ̀.
You see one example. Let's look at another one.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká tún wo àpẹẹrẹ òmíràn.
Jeremiah 52:4.
Jeremiah orí 52:4.
And it came to pass in the 9th year of his reign. In the 10th month. In the 10th day of the month. That Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came. He and all his army. Against Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
And pushed against it. And built forts around it round about. So the city was besieged unto the 11th year of King Zedekiah. And in the 4th month, in the 9th day of the month, the famine was sore in the city, so that there was no bread for the people of the land.
But
the city was broken up, and all the men of war fled and went forth out of the city by night by the way of the gate between the two walls. For about 2 years, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, mounted a powerful siege against Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
The enemy built a wall around the city. The enemy set a stronghold around the city. They therefore converted the city to a large prison. The people of the city were imprisoned in it. The enemy ensured that nobody brought in goods, nobody brought in food, nobody brought in anything. Nobody in the city was receiving friends. No external visitors. The enemy made sure that nobody escaped from that city. Nobody escaped into liberty. Please note. The enemy did not go violently inside the city. No shot was fired. No one was killed. No house was burnt. No slaves were taken. Nobody was kidnapped. They just stayed around and surrounded with soldiers. Life appeared to be going normally in the city to start with. That is for those who did not know there is a problem outside. Things were going as normal. But the act truth was this. That although there was no visible violent action, all was not well within that city. The enemy outside the city
had
started to cause hardship within.
Until
the men of war fled. The men of war fled at night. It was a siege. Where are we going? Satan adopts this same strategy and approach against individuals, cities, nations, and families. The Ben-Hadad we read in 2 Kings chapter 6. He did not kill anyone. He never went to the city to cause destruction. He stayed outside and control event disastrously for the people inside. It was like a remote controlling evil power.
I am
praying for somebody here. Any power that is remotely controlling your life from your place of birth. Any power that controls your life at night, I declare by the decree of heavens that you must be set free in the name of Jesus. Let your enemy run a tender in the name of Jesus. Outside there was so much food. Inside there was famine. Outside there was so much life. But inside was death. Outside there was so much joy. Inside was sorrow. Inside there was so much darkness. But outside there was light. There was so much peace outside. But turbulence inside. Any good thing coming to that city was prevented or diverted. So good things were not allowed into the city. On the contrary, every evil thing, death, hunger, disease, sorrow, fear, found access into the city. A siege is therefore a terrible thing. Even in our modern world, powerful nations use this method against some other nations. They may not send soldiers to that nation to fight, but they subject it to worse hardship by isolation. Ensure diplomatic economic sanction against a nation. Other nations will boycott the market of that nation, they boycott their goods, so hunger will be striking in that nation. Sometimes the siege could be a general embargo. Nobody is buying from you, nobody is selling to you. They may even decide that they are not going to participate in any sport you are participating in. When there is a siege like this, tension is built up inside that country. Until the people themselves revolt against their leadership. I gave you this explanation so you know where we are going. Beloved, there are individuals, families, communities, cities, nations that are under siege spiritually. They face no war. They are never violently attacked. They are not raided or slain. But things are not normal. Other communities may have good roads. When a community is under siege, their contractors will run away. Other communities may have good hospitals. But a community under siege, the doctors will run away, they won't stay. Others may have very good buildings. But in that community, immediately the building is put there, the building collapses. Other communities may have good schools, good teachers. Community under siege, no teacher, no school. The builders will even flee. Other communities may have water supply and electricity. But a place under siege, even when they bring the equipment will not work. The good things here happen to people outside, never happen to them. Whoever brings good things to the city does not prosper. In individual lives,
there are
plenty of clever sieges that the enemy has mounted up. This is where dismantling prayer is needed. A lady under siege
ọmọbìnrin tó ń bẹ lábẹ́ ìdókì.
May not get any serious marriage proposal.
O lè má rí ẹnikẹ́ni tó ṣe èèyàn gidi láti wá di ẹnu
kan. The only man who should get suggestion just want to sleep with her and mess her up.
Àwọn ọkùnrin tí yóò máa bí ẹnu kan ni irú àwọn tó kùn fẹ́ bá aláṣepọ̀ kí wọ́n sì ṣe é máa ṣùgbọ́n.
Something scares away all the good men.
Òkun máa tari àwọn ọkùnrin tó jẹ́ aṣọ́nù.
A person under a siege.
Ẹni tó ń bẹ lábẹ́ ìdókì.
Everybody will get a benefit.
Gbogbo ènìyàn rí àǹfààní gbà.
For some reason they will omit his name.
Ìgbọ́lọ́nà kan tàbí mìíràn máa ń tà sí orúkọ
tẹ̀. A person under a siege.
Ẹni tó ń bẹ lábẹ́ ìdókì.
When a positive thing is taking a towards the destiny.
Nígbà tí ohun rere tó bá ń dorí kọ àyànmọ́ rẹ̀.
That's a range from the bottom of hell fire.
Ìrúnú láti ṣàlẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ àkádì yóò dìde.
The person under a siege.
Ẹni tó ń bẹ lábẹ́ ìdókì.
Anytime he gets a good she gets a good marriage proposal.
Ìgbàkigbà tó bá rẹni gidi kan kó dẹnu kan kó nfẹ́fẹ́.
A demon power will go to the man at night and warn him, say, don't marry that woman, get out.
Ẹ̀mí èṣù kan á lọ lóru lọ kìlọ̀ fún rọ ọkùnrin bẹ́ẹ̀ pé má ṣe fẹ́ olóyè sọ pé òṣè mọ́.
We have had cases like that.
Irú ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ ti wà.
Immediately the sister receives a proposal.
Ní kété tí arábìnrin ọba ti rẹni dẹnu kọ́.
Some powers will go and harass the man to run away.
Àwọn agbára kan wọ́n lọ halẹ̀ mọ́ ọkùnrin
ọ̀hún. All the men kept running until that siege was broken.
Gbogbo àwọn ọkùnrin ọ̀hún wọ́n sì ń dùbẹ̀ àbíkà tí ìdókì ọ̀hún fọ́.
When there's a siege upon a business.
Nígbà tí ìdókì bá ń bẹ lòdì sí òwò.
The enemy drives away all goodness.
Ọ̀tá yóò lé gbogbo ìṣerere kúrò bẹ́ẹ̀.
People will see that something is very good, it's very good, it's very nice, but they won't buy it.
Àwọn ènìyàn rí wọn ní ayẹyẹ mẹ́ta ẹja yìí máa yóò máa ṣọwọ́.
Why was a siege against children?
Nígbà tí ìdókì bá wà lòdì sí ọmọ.
They bring sorrow to the parents.
Wọ́n máa fa ìbànújẹ́ fún òògùn.
Why was a siege against a career?
Nígbà tí ìdókì bá wà lòdì sí iṣẹ́
ọ̀gbìn. You find those who are not as good as when the career making progress but you are not getting any.
Owó rí pé àwọn tí òtún ọlẹ́nu iṣẹ́ ọ̀hún wọ́n ń tẹ̀síwájú ṣùgbọ́n òhò níbi rè.
Why is it that a siege against your finance?
Nígbà tí ìdókì bá wà lòdì sí ètò ìṣúná
owó. Until you have spent your last kobo, your last money, and you are in debt. More money do not come in.
Àgbègbè tó o bá ná gbogbo owó tó wà lọ́wọ́ rẹ tó tó ti jẹ gbèsè owó tuntun ò tún ní wọlé.
When a person is under a siege, other people may get things easily, they will find it very hard.
Nígbà tí ènìyàn bá ń bẹ lábẹ́ ìdókì, nǹkan lè máa wá fún àwọn èèyàn yòókù ní rọrùn, ṣùgbọ́n ní ti tọ̀dọ̀ rẹ̀ yóò le koko.
Many people misbehave when siege begins to come.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn á sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣìwàwù ní ìgbà tí ìdókì bá dìde sí wọn.
What will make a man of God to run away from the battle?
Ohun tí yóò mú kí òjíṣẹ́ ọlọ́run ó sá kúrò lójú ogun.
So siege.
Ìdókì ni.
Want to make a prayer warrior to commit suicide?
Ohun tí yóò mú kí àbàdúrà jágbó pokùnfo.
A siege.
Ìdókì ni.
Want to make somebody who has learned the Bible and who was a preacher is now learning incantation.
Ohun tó ń mú kí ẹni tó jẹ́ oníwàásù tó ti kọ́ bíbélì tó ti ha sórí tó tún wá lọ ń kọ́ bí a ti ń pọ̀ bọ̀.
Want to make a born again Christian.
Òtí yóò mú kìrìsìtẹ́nì tó ti dà tún bí.
To now scrape all his hair.
Kó wá fá gbogbo orun orí rẹ̀.
And begin to worship an idol.
Ó sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń fọ òrìṣà.
So siege.
Ìdókì ni.
Want to make an adult sister.
Òtí yóò mú kí obìnrin tó jẹ́ àgbàlagbà.
To sell her body to a satanic prophet because of miracle.
Kó ta ara rẹ̀ fún wòlíì sátánì nítorí iṣẹ́ ìyanu.
It's a siege.
Ìdókì ni.
We are praying here today.
I want you to be lonely.
At every siege. That is standing against anyone.
Don't be lonely this time.
It is scattered by the power of Holy Ghost. A siege.
Ìdókì.
Is when what God has sent to you does not get to you.
Ní ìgbà tí ohun tí Ọlọ́run rán sí ọ tí ò bá dọ́dọ̀ rẹ.
A siege is when people are asking why is your God.
Ìdókì ni ìgbà tí àwọn ènìyàn bá ń bèrè pé níbo ni Ọlọ́run rẹ.
A siege is when your groaning supersedes your glory.
Ìdókì ni ní ìgbà tí ìkéwò rẹ bá ń pẹ̀jù ògbò rẹ lọ.
A siege is when your debt overrules your credit.
Ìdókì ni ìgbà tí ìgbèsè tó jẹ tó bá pẹ̀jù owó tó ní lọ.
A siege is when laughter is very scarce and your weeping is very common.
Ìdókì ni ní ìgbà tí ẹ̀rín bá wọ́n lẹ́nu rẹ ṣùgbọ́n tí ẹkún tó pọ̀ rẹpẹtẹ lẹ́nu rẹ.
A siege is when your life has more questions than answers.
Ìdókì ni ní ìgbà tí ayé ènìyàn tó bá ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìbéèrè ju ìdáhùn lọ.
I issue a decree from this altar.
Mo ka àṣẹ láti orí pẹpẹ yìí.
At every demonic siege against anyone here today.
Ó gbogbo ìdókì ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn lòdì sí
Who shall expire? In the name of Jesus, let the heaven, whoever shall not.
When God wanted to address the siege of Samaria,
nígbàtí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ dojú kọ ìdòtí Samaria,
he released a prophetic word.
Ó rán ọ̀rọ̀ wòlíì.
So tomorrow,
ní wòye ọ̀la,
by this time,
ní wòye ọ̀la,
the siege will be over.
Ìdòtí ọ̀hún yóò bẹ̀ ọ́ pé
a 24-hour breakthrough.
Àlàjà wákàtí mẹ́rìnlélógún.
A professor or person that you have.
Ètò tẹ́lẹ̀ fẹ́ yọ ní.
Within 24 hours, your siege will be over.
A prophetic word was released. Noise came from heaven. And scattered the siege. Listen. It was many years ago.
Lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọdún sẹ́yìn.
We were still at a place called Old Yabarod in Mountain of Fire.
A yìí wà ní òpópónà Yabarod.
This is before 1994.
Tó di ọdún 1994 ni o.
An Igbo man and his younger brother came to me.
Ọkùnrin kan láti pẹ̀lú àbúrò rẹ̀ wọ́n wá sọ́dọ̀ mi.
Crying bitterly.
Wọ́n sọ ẹkún kíkorò.
I said, what's the matter?
O ní kí ló fa ẹkún?
It was July. They came July.
Oṣù kejì ọdún ni wọ́n wá.
That year.
Lọ́dún yẹn.
Beginning from the January.
Láti oṣù kíní.
To July.
De oṣù kejì.
They had lost 19 persons in the family.
Èèyàn mọ́kàndínlógún ti.
19 people had died within 7 months.
Mọ́kàndínlógún ti kú láàrin oṣù
kejì. In the same family compound.
Nínú ọgbà kan náà, lágbélé kan náà.
Dead.
Wọ́n ti kú.
Of the whole family.
Nínú gbogbo ẹbí wọn.
Only that brother and his younger brother remained.
Àwọn arákùnrin méjì yẹn kóré ló wá ṣẹ́kù.
And they say every night.
Wọ́n ní ní gbogbo ooru.
Something is telling them.
Nǹkan kan ń sọ fáwọn pé.
Get ready.
Múra sílẹ̀.
It's your turn.
Ìwọ ni kú kàn.
Get ready.
Múra sílẹ̀.
It's your turn.
Ìwọ ni kú kàn.
That's why I'm professor for somebody here.
Ìdí nìyẹn tí mo fi ṣe tẹ́lẹ̀ sí ẹnìkan ní.
Any power that wants you to die.
Gbàgbára gbàgbára tó bá kó.
So die in your place.
The enemy is not your enemy.
And I heard the voice of the Lord.
Was it born on you?
Said son, this is a siege.
It don't in the lane.
This is a siege.
It don't in the lane.
Give them prayers to pray.
For only a drop to over.
And I gave the man only one prayer point.
Oh, for a point now, the cocoa drop your control.
Oh Lord,
on you are
ordain terrifying noises.
Yeah, are you worried?
Against my enemies.
Fi àwọn ọ̀tá mi.
Because it was terrifying noises the siege of Samaria hell had and they fled.
Nítorí ariwo ẹ̀rù ni ìdòtí Samaria gbọ́ tí wọ́n sì sá.
He said, but I've never had that kind of prayer before. They don't pray it in our church.
Ó ní à, òun ò gbọ́dọ̀ àbí ayé rí, wọ́n kì í gbà á níjẹ tàwọn.
Then I educated him further.
Kò bá kọ lẹ́kọ̀ọ́ díẹ̀ sí.
Strange problems.
O ní ìṣòro àjèjì.
Requires strange prayer.
O nílò àdúrà àjèjì.
Deep problems.
Ìṣòro tó jinlẹ̀.
Requires deep problems.
O nílò àdúrà tó jinlẹ̀.
Mysterious problems.
Ìṣòro àdìtú.
Requires mysterious prayer.
O nílò àdúrà àdìtú.
So I said, wake up 12 midnight.
Yín àgbo méjìlá ooru.
And start the prayer.
O sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ àdúrà náà.
12 midnight.
Àgbo méjìlá ooru.
He stood in the center of his room.
O dúró láàrin méjì yàrá rẹ̀.
And started prayer.
O sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ àdúrà.
Unfortunately, he had not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Wọ́n ṣe ní lánàá kó kò tí ì gba ìbátísí ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
And it's a deficit for a Christian and you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Tó o bá sì jẹ́ Kìrìsìtẹ́nì tó o tí ì gba ìbátísí ẹ̀mí mímọ́ o jẹ́ gbèsè.
He started praying.
O wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ àdúrà.
He said.
O ní.
By the time he prayed for 10 minutes.
Nígbà tó máa gbàdúrà fún ìṣẹ́jú mẹ́wàá.
But in his life.
Láyé òun.
He had never had the kind of heavy artillery bombardment of guns that were fired against him.
Pé òun ò tí ì gbọ́ ariwo àti ìrọ́kẹ̀kẹ́ ọta ìbọn tí wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń yìn mọ́ òun.
He said he was there during the Nigerian Civil War, but the kind of bombardment of weapon artillery bomb he was hearing was terrible.
Ó ní ojú òun ni wọ́n ṣe ja ogun abẹ́lé ṣùgbọ́n ètò òun gbọ́ ní ọ̀tẹ̀ yìí ó ga jù.
and God opened his eyes.
Ọlọ́run ti la
ni. He saw the bullets coming against him.
Orí àwọn ọta ìbọn tó
ń bọ̀ coming against him.
Wọ́n bọ̀ lọ́gbọ̀n rẹ̀.
But there was an angel by his side.
Bangali kan wà lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ rẹ̀.
As those things were coming.
Bí àwọn nǹkan wọ̀nyẹn ti ń bọ̀.
The angel was just waving it aside.
Angel ń fọwọ́ rọ ọsẹ nù.
Waving it aside.
Ń fọwọ́ rọ ọsẹ nù.
Waving it aside.
Ń fọwọ́ rọ ọsẹ nù.
He kept praying.
O tẹ̀lé amádùúwà.
He kept praying.
O tẹ̀lé amádùúwà.
Then being not a prayer warrior.
Nítorí pé kì í ṣe àfàdúrà jágun.
Lacking the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Tí kò tí gba ẹ̀bá títí ẹ̀mí mọ́.
Was tired.
O rẹ̀ ẹ́.
Fell asleep shortly.
Ó bá tẹ ògbé bí ẹ̀.
And that was the moment the enemy took.
Ìṣẹ́jú tí ọ̀tá àǹfààní tọ́ta lónìyàn.
To fire the arrows into him.
Ó bá ta ọ̀fà sí.
By the time he was speaking with me.
Nígbà tó fi ń bá mi sọ̀rọ̀.
He was already on the hospital bed.
Ó ti wà lórí ìdùbúlẹ̀ àìsàn.
Hospital bed.
Ó ti wà lórí
ìdùbúlẹ̀. But he was a wise man.
Ìgbó jẹ́ ẹni tó gbọ́.
He kept praying the prayer.
Kò já ní bí àdúrà. Ó ń gbàdúrà náà lọ. Ó ń gbàdúrà náà lọ. Ó ń gbàdúrà náà lọ.
And I warned them that day.
Ó sì kìlọ̀ fún wọn lọ́jọ́
kan. Under no situation must you travel anywhere.
Ẹ̀wọ́ náà ni ìrìnàjò lọ́nu kankan.
Until this battle is over.
Àbíkẹ́ bá yan ojú ogun yìí.
Ah, the man said, I won't travel anywhere.
Ọkùnrin bá ní owó nínú ìrìnàjò lọ́nu kankan.
But his younger brother.
Ìgbàbọ̀ rẹ̀.
Said, I will travel. I will travel.
Rin àjò.
He left his brother on the hospital bed.
Ó fi arákùnrin rẹ̀ sílẹ̀ nílé ìwòsàn.
He traveled back to the village.
Òun sì kò ló rìnrìn àjò lọ abúlé wọn.
We never saw him again.
A sì tún rí i mọ́.
His vehicle collided with a petrol tanker.
Ọkọ rẹ̀ ó forí sọ àjàgbé ijò tó ń gbé epo.
His vehicle caught fire.
Ọkọ rẹ̀ lanú.
It was his ashes that were buried.
Eérú rẹ̀ nìkan ni wọ́n lọ sin.
That brother on the hospital bed.
Arákùnrin rẹ̀ tó wà lórí ìdùbúlẹ̀ àìsàn.
Was only one in the family who remained alive.
Òun nìkan ló wá ṣẹ́kù láyé.
And he's still alive today.
Kò sì tí ì kúdò ní.
After he had defeated the siege.
Lẹ́yìn tó ti borí ìgbókùn.
I'm praying for somebody here.
Wọ́n gbàdúrà fún olùkọ́ ní.
Every message wey your guns of God see.
Ọ̀pọ̀ ìgbókùn tó dìbò lòdì sí.
In the name of Jesus. Wọ́n jẹ ẹ̀mọ ìrú ẹ̀mọ ìtọ́nà. All eyes closed.
Kí gbogbo ọ díjú wa wàyí.
All eyes closed.
Kí gbogbo ọ díjú wa wàyí.
We're getting ready for our seven prayers now.
Àti múra sílẹ̀ fún àdúrà wa
méjì. Seven such the strong prayers.
Àdúrà méje tó ń pa ìdókòwò.
After the prayer of today.
Lẹ́yìn ìdúrà tòní.
Some people may not want to greet you again, it does not matter.
Àwọn kan lè wọ́n máa kí ọmọ kán mi pọ̀.
After the prayer today.
Lẹ́yìn ìdúrà tòní.
Some of your staff may resign and say they are going away, let them go.
Ara àwọn òṣìṣẹ́ rẹ̀ lọ sọ fún àwọn òṣìṣẹ́ mọ́ jẹ́ kó máa bá ti wọn lọ.
After the prayer of today.
Lẹ́yìn ìdúrà tòní.
You may find dead animals around your house.
Olórí àwọn ẹranko tó ti kú láyìíká ilé
ìwà. Bus dead rats.
Àwọn eku. Àwọn ẹyẹ.
Dead cats.
Àwọn olóko tó
kú. I know them abundant.
Ta ìrọ́wọ́ sí wọn kó.
Because the arrow of this prayer will visit every coven in this country.
Nítorí àgbàdúrà yóò mọ gbogbo àjọ àjọ tó ń kọ lórílẹ̀ yìí.
All eyes closed.
Kí gbogbo àdìjú wa.
But you see, I'm here to help you.
Wọ́n mọ̀ra mi láti ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́.
If you are in this meeting.
Kò bá ń bẹ ní pàdé.
You are not born again.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ sì ti di àtúnṣe.
You have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus.
Òṣìṣẹ́ ayé rẹ̀ fún Jésù.
Please, I beg you.
Mo bẹ̀ ọ́ ni.
Before I count ten.
Kí n tó ka òǹkà láti ẹni dé ìwà.
Run to the altar or any of the two altars at the back.
Yára máa dúbọ̀ níwájú pẹpẹ níwájú bí àbí èyí tó bá wù ọ́ nínú pẹpẹ.
So that you can be delivered from the siege.
Mo bá lè gba ìtúsílẹ̀ kúrò lọ́wọ́ ìgbókì.
But once I finish counting ten and you are not here.
Ìgbà mi mo bá ka òǹkà dé ìkẹwà tó o sì
ti. I believe you don't want to defeat the siege.
Mo gbà pé o ò fẹ́ borí ìdókì ọ̀hún ni.
So. You say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want to defeat every siege.
Run,
put you to any of the two altars or the one at the back at your
quarter.
Number one. Two. Three. Four. Five. Jesus is waiting for you here. You want to surrender your life to Jesus.
You
want to defeat the siege. Don't allow the siege to capture your life. Seven. Eight. The altar.
Èyí tó wà níwájú pọpẹ.
I really must congratulate you.
Mo ní láti kí yín kú oríire.
God has brought you to this meeting for a purpose.
Ọlọ́run mú yín wá sí ìpàdé fún ìpinnu kan ni.
Just bow down your head.
Ẹ tẹ́rí ba nísinsìnyí.
And see what I'm going to say after me.
Kẹ́ ẹ sì wí tẹ̀lé mi báyìí.
Say, Father.
Pé bàbá.
In the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of life. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. We have taken this most important decision. Father, lay your hands upon them. Keep them standing by your power. Let all your enemies be defeated. Let all their assaults be broken to pieces. In Jesus' name we pray. Let your voice be as loud as thunder. Anything can happen with this prayer. So don't negotiate. This is not a meeting to negotiate. The first prayer is this. Darkness behind my
feet.
I have a word for somebody. Lazarus, as you tell
you,
that all those things that have been making you to cry, this month, they shall all become testimonies. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Can I hear you say that?
Everywhere.
Making fantastic progress. Bring out your prayer letter. Because we need to pray the other prayers with your prayer letters. Hold it to your right hand. This is not a day to negotiate. Most of those things that have been written on the letters,
the
evidences of sieges. So, violent angels.
Thank you.
lórí
ìfọ̀ ìjọsìn lágbàdúrà.
Àwọn ìṣòkò sí wọ́n tó sàpèjì.
Yóò fi ìbádọ́ ká lọ́rọ́ tó ṣẹlẹ̀ ní.
Thank you, Jesus.
Èṣù Jésù.
Now you the spirit of infirmity.
Ìwọ ẹ̀mí àìlera.
The one in the head.
Ètò ń bẹ ẹnu orí.
The one in the eyes.
Ètò ń bẹ ẹnu ojú.
The one in the breast.
Ètò ń bẹ ẹnu ọmú.
The one in the heart.
Ètò ń bẹ ẹnu.
The one in the kidney.
Ètò ń bẹ ẹnu.
The one in the nerves.
Ètò ń bẹ ẹnu.
The one in the breast.
Ètò ń bẹ ẹnu.
The one in the intestine.
Ètò ń bẹ ẹnu.
Your time is up.
Ètò jẹ́.
Your seat is up. Whether it's a career you want to mention, mention your career. It's your business, mention your business. Anything you want to mention, mention your
career.
Say every seed against my career. In the name of Jesus. This next prayer.
Adura to pray yi.
You will see what will happen.
Oro ti o sele.
Giving my enemies confidence. I bury you now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say it. Raise up your hand to the heaven.
And now you go down.
So I declare.
So
I say, my seed is ever. In the name of Jesus. Declare
clear and clear.
My seed is ever. My Jesus, name we pray.
Lord, I thank you.
Lagadula. Listen.
Okay, because
I have a word for somebody here. The Lord said I should tell somebody here that before the next power must change, the progress you will record this month will be greater than everyone you've recorded in your life. And the stubborn witchcraft powers that do not want to let you go, they shall bury themselves. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesu. Before you go, you now pray this one. The Lord has said we should be praying this prayer regularly.
Every
power, that wants me to suffer what my parents suffered. The Lord bless you from Zion. And make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. No weapon from the Jesus shall prosper. But you to the hills will raise up your head. About this time, by the plenty,
okay.
Of the sign, 24-hour breakthrough of power. Thank you, Jesus.
It's your duty.
Tell the person fellowship.
The Bible must show the education of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of God. And the sinfulness of the Holy Spirit,
bring us down surely, goodness and mercy shall follow
us
all the days of our life,
forgive the eyes of the Lord
forever and ever. 21, hallelujah, let us go.